This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we kick off the first hour of the live Sunday edition of the program with you here tonight. You've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we've got the latest chapter in Economics in One Lesson, as we've been going through chapter by chapter over probably like the last year, basically, of the show. And we're finally getting down towards the final last two, three chapters here. And there was a big one on inflation, which we can talk about coming up here tonight. And, of course, you're welcome to take control of the airwaves. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Star Wars is getting ready to open, I believe, this week, correct?
Yep.
A lot of people obviously hyped up and excited about that. Of course, you're welcome to comment on anything that's on your mind. But let's start with something from... Where is your story from, by the way? It's talking about Portugal, Mark, but what's the source?
TheGuardian.co.
Excellent.
Excuse me, TheGuardian.com. Excuse me.
We don't know where .co will take you.
And I'm sorry to anybody who's already entered that in, whatever it is. When the drugs came, they hit all at once. It was the 80s, and by the time one in 10 people had slipped into the depths of heroin use, bankers, university students, carpenters, socialites, miners, Portugal was in a state of panic. Alvaro Pereira... pardon me, anybody from Portugal, was working as a family doctor in Alohoa, I don't know, in southern Portugal. People were injecting themselves in the street, in public squares, in gardens, he told me. At the time, not a day passed when there wasn't a robbery at a local business or a mugging. The crisis began in the south. The 80s were a prosperous time in Olhoa, I don't know, a fishing town, 31 miles west of the Spanish border.
How different is Portuguese from Spanish?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they have the same basis, but yeah, there's a difference.
Okay, all right. Because you speak Spanish pretty well.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no tildes above A's in Spanish.
Gotcha.
So I don't know what I'm dealing with here.
Got it.
Anyway. Coastal waters filled fishermen's nets from the Gulf of Cadiz to Morocco. Tourism was growing and currency flowed through the southern Algarve region. But by the end of the decade, heroin began washing up on Alohos. I'm just going to go with that. Shores. Overnight, Pereira's beloved slice of Algarve coast became one of the drug capitals of Europe. One in every 100 Portuguese was battling a problematic heroin addiction at the time, but the number was even higher in the south. Headlines in the local press raised alarm about overdose deaths and rising crime. The rate of HIV infection in Portugal became the highest in the European Union.
Thanks.
Pereira recalled desperate patients and families beating a path to his door, terrified, bewildered, begging for help. I got involved, he said, only because I was ignorant. In truth, there was a lot of ignorance back then. 40 years of authoritarian rule under the regime established by Antonio Salazar in 1933 had suppressed education, weakened institutions, and lowered the school leaving age in a strategy intended to keep the population docile. The country was closed to the outside world. People missed out on the experimentation and mind-expanding culture of the 1960s. When the regime ended abruptly in a military coup in 1974, Portugal was suddenly open to new markets and influences. Under the old regime, Coca-Cola was banned, and owning a cigarette lighter required a license.
Wow.
When marijuana and then heroin began flooding in, the country was utterly unprepared. Pereira tackled the growing wave of addiction the only way he knew how, one patient at a time. A student in her 20s was still lived with her parents, might have her family involved in her recovery. A middle-aged man, estranged from his wife, living on the street, faced different risks and needed a different kind of support. Pereira improvised, calling on institutions and individuals in the community to lend a hand. 2001, nearly two decades into Pereira's accidental specialization in addiction, Portugal became the first country to decriminalize the possession and consumption of all illicit substances.
Right.
So, America, if your town, county, section of the state, or whatever, is racked by a heroin problem...
Listen up.
You're not the first.
Yeah.
Portugal decriminalized everything from marijuana...
Personal amounts.
Yeah, personal amounts. Well, decriminal. Everything was decriminalized because that. But that doesn't mean that everything is legal.
Did they also decriminalize larger amounts as well?
Well,
I, in a lot of cases, they will when they're doing a decriminalization.
Heroin's. So. If you decriminalize small amounts of heroin, you have decriminalized heroin. Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying.
So there
but
you
somebody's
go.
Still
got to
deal it. You know,
understood.
So sometimes decrim comes with. Lowering felonies to misdemeanors as well. But in this case, we're talking about lowering whatever their equivalent of a misdemeanor or an arrestable, jailable offense down to basically a ticket. We actually looked into this recently on the show. I think it was a ticket that would allow the police, they would still confiscate the product. So, I mean, it wasn't like they were just going to cut you loose with the drugs, but you wouldn't go to jail.
Was that in Portugal?
That was in Portugal. And then they're also
describing it right here.
Yeah.
So rather than being arrested, those caught with a personal supply might be given a warning, a small fine, or told to appear before a local commission, a doctor,
right.
a lawyer, and
drug
a social
court,
worker,
basically.
About treatment, harm reduction, and the support services that were available to them. The opioid crisis soon stabilized.
Not only that, it turned around because Portugal has far fewer addicts today than it ever has.
Right. Well, this was soon. Like, yeah. If you want results
immediately,
soon.
You're saying immediately after they made the political change of decriminalization.
Right. I just want to know. I mean, Mr. and Mrs. America out there, it's not like we haven't been dealing with a heroin and
it's
opioid
crisis
going on for, at this point, a couple of decades. It's getting worse and worse. Do you want what you've already got, or do you want something different? Because I know how to get what you've already got. Keep supporting the same crap and same stupid politicians.
Well,
you want something different, you need to do something different.
I was just going to say, I read today that New Hampshire is, quote, ground zero for the opioid crisis in the U.S. And
it's definitely one of the top places.
Where'd you read it?
You know, I don't remember, yeah. Mark.
Sounds like a local thing to say as opposed to a national thing
It's
to
one
say.
Of the top three, I think.
One of the Rust... I mean, I would have expected Rust Belt
People
places.
People are bored.
Yeah.
I had assumed that... I hadn't realized that New Hampshire had a special place in the story until today, but I had my own theories about it. At first, it was just that Big Pharma and their pain management products had created an addiction on the part of many Americans with painkillers.
Yeah. It absolutely has. That's the way a lot of people get into taking heroin.
Is that Rush Limbaugh got into it?
According to the people that... Well, I don't think Rush ever got to heroin, but he was doing the equivalent of it in the form of these painkillers.
Yeah.
But but that doesn't explain why New Hampshire is special, and I had also begun to wonder if the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan and the freeing up of heroin for the European market had made it more available to everybody all over the world, and that's why. We were seeing what we were seeing in the U.S. But again, that doesn't explain why New Hampshire is special. So I hadn't figured that part out yet.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, New Hampshire hasn't it always been one of the most drinkingest states? Not necessarily
pot
number
smoking.
One.
Smokers, yeah.
So people up in New Hampshire seem to like to get high. I mean,
okay.
I mean,
maybe
know,
they hate their lives or something. I don't know.
I think you find that the colder the place is, the more likely they're going to have an issue with substance abuse.
You think so?
Generally. Well, yeah.
Not
I mean,
a problem in the South with substance abuse?
I'd like to look at the numbers, but, you know, I've heard Minnesota and Wisconsin are way into beer. I've heard Alaska, people are dropping like flies there from drug use and suicide. I know that the northern areas of Canada, where they're getting the midnight sun and times when the sun doesn't even rise, yeah, I mean, alcohol's illegal up there.
Really?
It's such a problem.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, When it's cold outside, people don't have anything to do. They're going to get their entertainment somehow.
I see what you're saying.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. More about Portugal.
Yeah.
Coming up here.
Not
in,
cold in Portugal.
Coming up here in moments, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's the live Sunday edition of the show. If you want to comment on drug addiction and solutions. Solution, in this case, involves eliminating the war on drugs or ratcheting it back as far as possible. There's more coming up. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. We invite you to join us on the radio. Take control of those airwaves at 855-450-3 Life Freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Anarchapulco is making anarchy great again. It's happening for the fourth year at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. Although it's the first year at the Princess Resort. It's going to be a beautiful venue. I believe it is right there on the beach. I'll have to double check that because I'm only going by the photo of the thing, and I'm pretty sure I visited it while I was there last year. February 15th through the 18th, that's when the main event is happening at Anarchapulco. The main event includes all kinds of speeches and presentations by folks like Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, G. Edward Griffin, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vanat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Wit Yedlaika, who we still haven't met yet, have we?
What?
No? Do we meet him?
You don't remember meeting Wit Yedlaika?
Where do we meet him at? You met him out in Vegas.
I met him a few times at this point.
Yeah, I don't think I met him yet.
No?
Anyways, we didn't have him on the show last. He was supposed to be there last year, but he like came and went real fast, and we weren't able to interview
Jeez,
him.
Jeez, buddy, I'm really sorry. I thought that we'd have had him on like multiple times at this point, but
I don't think it
must be just the Edgington Post.
No, I don't think he's been on Free Talk Live. Anyway, Sterling Lujan also is going to be there from Bitcoin.com. They'll have live music, Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's all happening February 15th through the 18th. Great event. I was really glad to finally get to go to last year's. Finally got around to getting a passport, and it was worth the hassle because it really was a lot of fun. Anarchapulco.com. You can go there and get your tickets using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off your tickets at anarchapulco.com. Mark, you're sharing with us a piece about the past and present in Portugal as far as the war on drugs, the difficulty they had with opiates like heroin back in the 1980s, that when they put into play, I think it was 2001 is what you said it was, they did a decriminalization of possession of small amounts of any drug, which would result in generally not an arrest, but perhaps a ticketing, perhaps a warning, definitely likely a confiscation of the drugs, and then usually sending somebody to some kind of a treatment panel.
Yep.
So they could assess them.
The opioid crisis soon stabilized, and the ensuing years saw dramatic drops in problematic drug use, HIV and hepatitis infection rates, overdose deaths, drug-related crime, and incarceration rates.
Isn't that what people want?
It is. But what they also want is for people to be punished. Yeah. You've done something that I disagree with, to prison with you. I find that people are so married to the notion of prison that they would that they'll cut off their nose to spite their face. They'll suffer whatever the consequences are in order to stick with their form of punishment.
Is that because they got punished when they were a kid and they believed that it was effective? Like, my parents made me go to my room and I was better after that. So therefore, prison would work.
I think that people realize that consequences to actions, the consequences have changed their behavior in the past, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Consequences will change behavior, but it doesn't always work. And it doesn't, just because you give consequences, artificial consequences, because I think everybody would agree that making drugs illegal is new artificial consequences.
Sure, there already were consequences to abusing drugs.
Right. And, doing that, has a whole variety of effects that people just simply don't want to acknowledge. And if we can say, looks like other people have had the same problems we've got, and they've applied different solutions than what we've applied, and they've had better results.
Yeah.
Let's try those things.
Yeah. Why not?
I think that people don't want to spend money on social programs, which
they're already spending money on putting people in prison.
Right. But prison, is the final social program, and people are willing to do that.
But it's very expensive.
It is. It's much more expensive than...
It's a lot more expensive than letting somebody stay out, have a job, and, you know, check in with a treatment clinic or
right.
something.
Right. So, you know, the liberals would say you'll spend less money if you spend more money on less money on prisons if you spend more money on midnight basketball and, you know, all these other social programs that keep people out of trouble and, you know, these kinds
of things. It doesn't have to be either or, though. It could just simply be get the government out of the war on drugs and then let the market take care of people. Let you know, charities and people who actually care rather than a bunch of bureaucrats being administrated by, you know, some other bureaucrats or politicians.
Right. So libertarian will say, get the government out of the problem and then let churches and charities and social groups begin to solve it. Wouldn't the Lions Club really like to have to sponsor a midnight basketball program in your area? I bet they would if they realized that, this is going to be a solution to a problem. All we have to do is present the studies to them that this works, and then you'll find these organizations are ready to step up and do what it takes.
Yeah, I would think that a private organization would be more likely to pay attention, especially if you were a contributor, a donator to that organization, and they wanted to take you seriously.
Yep.
Whereas the government, you can present all the studies you want. As long as the cops come in there and say that marijuana puts hair on your palms or whatever, you know, whatever drug war tried and true falsehoods they trot out, makes you grow breasts as a man, all that crap.
The drug war puts money in the cops' pockets.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. The drug war benefits very, very few people. Those people are the correctional officer union,
that's right.
The police officer union, the government bureaucracy, generally government, organized crime. Drug testing companies. All right, that's there. I'm running out of it.
It's a small group.
I think that some people probably go to alcohol rather than using other drugs. So you'll find that the alcohol companies probably would be against legalization of other drugs because they're a drug too. That's about it. It doesn't help you and me because right here in black and white. Studies show, and we've done this over and over again, this is a new study. This is a new article.
About an old policy that's now been in place for 15 plus years.
Right. I knew what this was going to say when I saw the words of the title.
Right.
It didn't surprise me for one instant.
But there is somebody
out
there
lots and lots of people who are listening right now who believe that, oh my God, if we legalized heroin, for instance, I'm not talking about marijuana. Let's go all the way and talk about real drug legalization here. If you legalized heroin, that people are going to be robbing us in the street. We're all going to get knifed by heroin addicts.
That's what they want you to believe.
And the opposite is true. That when the government makes drugs illegal, it drives up the pricing. When the prices are high, you can no longer work at some menial job and make enough money to buy the drug to which you're addicted. Because there are plenty of people that work menial jobs and manage to
grab
a
six pack on the way home every night.
Yeah, maintain an alcohol addiction.
Sure.
Because alcohol isn't that expensive. You can certainly pay more if you want. And marijuana, I don't know if there's some people with addictive personalities
cigarettes,
are probably
caffeine. I mean, these are things that people maintain a habit every single day.
Right.
Another way that the drug war benefits the police and the correctional officers is it gives them an entree into the market themselves. They know that the drugs are going to be sold, and they know that they're not going to stop it. So often they take it and they sell it.
Can't blame them for it.
It does happen.
The toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. More about the success of total drug decriminalization coming up.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio here live Sunday edition of the show. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. Mark, you bought your drink tonight that you had in the studio with Dash.
Yep, just threw it away.
Downtown Keene tonight. What was the fee? Do you remember? Was it
2 cents?
Noticeable? Yeah, so very, very low, very quick, low fees, quick transactions, and you can even confirm them instantly if you want. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, Mark's been sharing with us an interesting story from The Guardian about Portugal and their experiment, which I would call an ongoing success at this point. I mean, can we stop calling it an experiment at this point? I mean,
right.
This is proof in, you know, in real life that this works, proof of concept that decriminalizing drugs, in this case, not just cannabis, but all drugs, heroin, crack cocaine, LSD, you know, you name it, whatever it is, it's decriminalized in small personal amounts in Portugal, and it has been since 2001. Immediately staving off the increase in new addictions and then reversing the trend of addiction to the point where I believe after about a decade, addictions had dropped by 40%. And that's not because people had died due to their habits. That's because they were able to get help without fear of a cage.
Yeah, I'd like to know, this is the question to the listeners. Is there an instance that you can tell me about, and I'm not talking about sort of, you know, one-off, you know, one person that you knew about or whatever. But I'm talking about, can you sort of point me to a particular vice that has been helped, where the situation's been helped by prohibition? And
no one can answer that question.
I think I could come up with one.
What?
Prior to prohibition of alcohol, people drank beer all the time. Mm-hmm. In the United States. Like, they really drank. They would drink beer, you know, some kind of watered-down beer for breakfast, and then beer all day.
Wow. Well, beer was probably safer than water.
That's the reason.
Huh.
But maybe not at the time, but it's certainly those people's grandparents and great-grandparents had grown up in a world where, you know, beer was safer than water.
Wow.
You know, like, you had to treat water in some way.
Right, like in the Westerns, they're always drinking.
What's that?
In, like, Westerns, they're always drinking constantly.
Yeah. And
my God, how did anything get done? Everybody was always drunk.
There was, if you listen to the prohibitionists, the temperance movement and that sort of thing, way too many men were essentially spending way too much time after work at the bars. Then they'd, you know, wake up with incredible hangovers. They would then not go to work. They would, you know, get up at noon or whatever and then, you know, make it to the bar for some hair of the dog and that kind of thing. Prohibition.
That's because they had to go home to the haggard, you know, angry wife who was...
You'd be angry, too, if this was your situation, where women culturally didn't drink, and men culturally did, and then you were catching all the slack and getting none of the pay, right? You know, these ladies are waiting for the paycheck to come home, and it's not coming home as well.
I see.
You know, it may be that prohibition... The claim is that prohibition broke the... you know, the overall alcohol addiction that the nation had. And then the reintroduction of it had negative consequences in the sense that people had then adopted liquor as opposed to beer.
Because liquor was easy to transport compared to beer. You can get more alcohol content in a smaller space, and so that became very popular during Prohibition.
So I can't answer the specifics on that, but that's the closest I can come to an example of how Prohibition has worked when it came to a vice.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd buy it. I mean, what's the evidence besides, you know, just out claims?
Ken Burns' PBS trilogy?
Okay, but I'm just curious to know, like, how do you really know? Because if a bunch of people started drinking hard liquor to replace their beer habit, that sounds to me like things got worse.
Maybe it drove it down to the addicts as opposed to from a societal level would be the you know.
I mean, how many people today drink? It's probably 90%+ of Americans.
Yes.
So I don't know if I buy it.
Yeah, and we don't have a double blind. We don't have a situation
you can't
where
compare apples to apples.
We're comparing apples to apples, where sort of, you know, one America prohibits alcohol and another America doesn't, and which one comes out better as a result.
Now, cigarettes haven't been prohibited, but they are definitely, as far as I understand, being used less, and a lot of people attribute that not to the laws that surround it, but to educational campaigns.
I would look at the taxes, too. I mean, people are probably quitting cigarettes because they're just so darned expensive.
I wonder about that. I mean, that's the reason why you stopped a few years back. right?
Sort of. I mean, I refused to support the war machine. I understand that money's fungible and that Barack Obama's institution of a cigar tax, then I refused to smoke cigars. You know, the whole vaporizing thing really hadn't become a thing in 2009 when I quit. Mm. Otherwise, I probably would have switched over to that. But, you know, nonetheless, I just quit. I took Chantix and quit.
I don't think that taxes have much to do with it. I think that's why the reason that nicotine or tobacco is such a popular target for taxation is precisely because people do not
keep spending.
Yeah, people don't change their habits.
There's probably a very small portion. There's probably a very small, Mark, you're probably like, you know, 0.5% or something like that of very unusual people who will actually decide to quit a habit because of its cost going up.
Well, if you tax it enough, then people are going to find ways
around
the taxes.
They'll go underground.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that was for sort of an idiosyncratic interpretation of quitting because of taxes. Most people who are quitting because of taxes are quitting because they don't want to pay the taxes, they don't want the money, they don't want to lose the money, not because they don't want to support the war machine.
It doesn't look like that the drop in cigarette smoking is as much as I thought it had been. The percentage of U.S. adults who smoke cigarettes is 17.8% in 2013, a drop from 20.9% in 2005. So in a little less than 10 years, you see it going from about 21% to 18%. That's 3% drop. I would have expected a bit more than that, right? You know, but then again, this isn't up to date.
But yeah, and I think if you push the numbers back to the 60s or the 70s, you'll see a much greater drop in the number of smokers. And there's no way of knowing really what it is that did it, but I think it's more likely that it's simply that people just started waking up to exactly what cigarettes could do to them.
And I would never go on the record as saying that government force can't be used in a sort of positive way. But once you do that, then you are saying that government can then use force against people who are willingly choosing something. So when you say that they can do it against cigarette smokers, they can do it against alcohol users and caffeine
new
users,
and
anybody. Yeah. So you know, what I would instead ask is it possible to get nearly as good a result without employing government force?
I say yes, and it's more moral that way as well.
And when you do things like throw somebody in jail for them doing something that basically is hurting no one but themselves, that's, of course, not entirely true, but it's essentially true. When that happens to somebody, they lose respect for the law.
Sometimes. I will give you an example that sort of backs the whole authoritarian argument. An ex-girlfriend of mine was doing opiates, and she got caught. She got arrested. She went to jail. And she says that saved her life.
So speaking as a middle-class guy who went to jail, I think jail works really well on, you know, middle-class, upper-middle-class, upper-class people because, you know, they have the foundations of sort of law-abiding behavior, whereas the poor people, it just doesn't seem to work on nearly as well.
We're going to continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on Prohibition. 855-450. Free, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
You share content as a curator or produce it as a creator. The source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at spectivevr.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can head over to our Skype and connect with us there and get on the radio and sound like, almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're talking about Portugal. We're going to get back into it here, but I do want to let you know we do have a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in our chat room. It's all there over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Or if you want to watch later on, you can always go and pull up archives on our YouTube channel at youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. As we continue here, Mark, you're sharing with us from The Guardian over in the UK an article about Portugal and how things have changed for the better, dramatically for the better, since drug decriminalization has been applied as of 2001 across the board, meaning that any possession, small amounts, possession, personal amounts of any drugs is decriminalized.
That's
and that
right.
means that people can go and get help without being afraid of having to be put into a cage.
Yeah, and they're funneled sort of towards help, too, which is more of a government program than I would like to see.
I agree.
But nonetheless, you know, this is...
Results are results.
I would call this better, and it's instructive. More than anything you're going to see coming out of the drug war. Because I'd like to hear about the great drug war victory. Tell me about that, the instance when the drug war really worked and what the long-term results are. When I hear people trumpet the drug war, they'll say, look what we did to crack cocaine. But I don't really think there was much success.
Wait. What we did to crack cocaine? You mean when they cracked down on cocaine and crack cocaine was invented?
Right. Crack cocaine is an invention of
the 1980s time, right. When they cracked down. There was an attack, a focus by the police on going after cocaine.
There's no guarantee that if cocaine were legal that somebody wouldn't come up with a way to make it smokable.
But it is interesting that liquor, the concentrated form of alcohol, became popular during Prohibition, and interesting that crack cocaine came about during a takedown of cocaine movers and shakers.
I would also point this out, is that heroin was nearly unheard of when I was in high school. Crack cocaine was certainly
heard
of.
That was the thing, yeah.
Congratulations, you got the crackheads to become meth heads and heroin addicts. I mean, sure. I'm not sure that is, we can really talk about a victory here. That's the great victory of the drug war, and I think it's pretty hollow.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You may have more to share.
Plenty.
From The Guardian. But we've got Gail on the line listening to KWTO in Springfield, Missouri. Go ahead, Gail. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, we've got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I do not disagree with your assessment of the drug war, and I do not disagree with the new efforts that you propose to help change it. However, I do disagree vehemently with your demonization of police departments. Now, before you say anything,
okay,
I do have family in law enforcement. Okay?
Okay.
These people, and I have family also who work in fire departments.
I'm a firefighter. My dad was a cop. Go ahead.
Okay. These people go out and they work under usually the most awful conditions because they usually see the worst side of people.
Sure.
Okay. They are called abusive names. They are often assaulted. We just had two police officers close to St. Louis who were shot and killed. And it's not even being reported anymore about how many officers are killed every day.
There aren't that many.
Yeah, the numbers of as far as on-duty deaths, especially ones from shootings, are pretty low compared to, say, roofers and fishermen and truck drivers and things like that.
But what demonization were you referring to? Because I
claimed that Johnny Ray here, I said that the police in the drug war were often drug dealers themselves.
Well, that happens.
Is that what you were referring to, Gail?
Okay, let me just... what I have to say out there, and then I'll get off and let somebody else say it.
Well, we'd rather have a conversation with you, but go ahead.
Okay, all right. You have human beings who are fulfilling these positions. They are the same human beings that you see every day. They are while they are held to a higher standard.
Not really.
But you are going, well, the ones that I know are,
They want you to think that they are, but ultimately they frequently, as we discussed last night on the show, get away with murder. I mean, we had a cop shoot a man down in cold blood in a hotel room hallway in Arizona, Mesa, Arizona. We talked about that.
I think manslaughter would be a better charge.
In detail last night, and he was let off on those particular charges. And we see it all the time when police, they will just kill somebody in the course of their duties unnecessarily, Gail, and then we will see them be let off after getting a paid vacation. So it's not a surprise why people are frustrated with police around the country.
Frustrated with departments, okay? Look, this is an issue of training. This is an issue of
Well, they hire bad people.
It's an issue of incentive.
That has to do with the perpetration of the war on drugs, which Gail has already said she disagrees with.
Right.
If we just used police to enforce things like, you know, rape, robbery, murder, and all these other things, there would be far fewer of them, and people, and they would, and the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment wouldn't have eroded the way it has. Sure. This is an issue of the management of police and not the people who just put on the badges.
Well, I agree with Johnny Ray. It's the incentives. They have no incentives for good customer service. Now, that's not to say that some of them won't try their best to catch a bad guy, but ultimately, whether they succeed or fail has no bearing on the amounts of funding that they receive. It does not. You're never allowed to opt out of receiving their service if you don't support what it is that they do. And, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Johnny Ray, but I suspect that was some of what the incentives you were talking about.
Yeah, that's precisely
it. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
You said that you're not given the provision of opting out of their service. Excuse me. You don't have to call them if you're robbed. You don't have to call them if you're raped. You don't have to call them.
Oh, no, no, no. You misunderstand. I'm still forced to pay for their services whether I use them or not. So whether I'm happy about how bad of a job that they've done or how good of a job they've done, the amount taken out of taxes from property taxes, for instance, is always going to be the same and increase every single year. Whereas in the marketplace, when I'm offered services that I do want or don't want, I get to decide for myself. And if I decide I don't want some company's service, I don't have to pay for it. Government, and it's not just police, it's all government. It's government schools. It's, you know, you fill in the government program. They all have these poor incentives, these backwards incentives, where in a lot of cases, if they fail, they get more money.
Excuse me again. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt.
I'm interrupting.
Please. All right. Do you go to city council meetings? Do you go to school board meetings on a regular basis?
I have, actually.
Yeah,
he's
one of those few people that does.
I don't do it regularly these days, but I have in the past.
Well, you're on the board of the local TV broadcast. I mean, you're more integrated into your community than most.
You've done
ride-alongs with police.
I have, yes. You can see that online on YouTube if you search for Keene Police Ride-Along. Thanks for the reminder. It's been about a decade. They actually stopped doing the ride-alongs after we put the ride-along video footage out, so you can't do that anymore. Not sure why they would have made that change, but they did. So, yeah, I do get involved. What was the point of your question?
Okay, the point of my question is, most of what passes for bad government is because people are quite content to let other people make the rules, pass the taxes, they don't vote, they don't get involved, they don't educate themselves, and they do not give a rat's behind until it personally affects them.
I think that can be true for some people, but I think it's also true that a lot of people don't feel like they can change anything, that even if they do get involved, the system is so unwieldy, and I've seen this. I've seen people burn out. I've seen people get active within the system and then get burned out for the frustration of trying to change the system from the inside and basically failing at every possible place, and then having those very same officers that, you know, are supposed to be just doing their jobs and enforcing the law actually come out to public hearings and advocate for more laws, advocate for greater punishments, advocate for more prisons and things like that. So it's not like they're just sitting behind and doing what they're told. They're coming out and advocating for more power.
Usually it's the police chief's organization or the head of the union.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Gail. I appreciate the discussion.
Thank you.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We got more on the war on drugs coming up. And also, it's Star Wars week. You're welcome to talk about that, too. You can bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live. Plus, we got the book to do as well.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.